Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tens of thousands of people continue to rally across Israel today following the recovery of the bodies of six hostages from Gaza. Earlier today, Israel's Labour Court ruled that a general strike should end, but several main roads remain blocked, airport flights delayed, and many hospitals continue to operate at reduced services as demonstrations increasingly turn on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Well, we're joined now from Tel Aviv by one of those protesters, Alonli Green, from Standing Together, which is a grassroots movement of Jews and Arabs in Israel working for peace and equality. And Alonli, thank you for joining us this evening. Can you tell me, where exactly are you right now?
I'm in Tel Aviv. Thank you for having me. Next to the protest, I went outside to speak with you. There are already tens of thousands of people gathering towards the evening round of the demonstrations. We had blockades of a lot of roads during the lunchtime. And now we're regathering to have the mass protest of tonight.
And is there any idea as to how many people are expected to gather again tonight? I know huge demonstrations last night.
So last night was the largest demonstration Israel had since the war started 11 months ago. We assume that hundreds of thousands of people went out to the streets. Tens of thousands of them remained to block Ayalon Highway, which is the main highway of Israel. And those people were met with a brutal police that dispersed us with stun grenades and police horses. But right now, people are gathering, and we expect to see tens, if not hundreds of thousands. And we do need to say that today we also had a general strike, started in the morning, but ended by a court's ruling. So it is safe to say that the protest is getting larger.
Mm. And when that strike started this morning, I know there was an awful lot of speculation that this could do real damage and put real pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu because of the economic damage it could do. As you say, the Labour Court has now ruled that it should end. Is that the end of it, do you think, that strike? Or might there, some roundabout way be found to continue that strike or start a different type of strike?
Unfortunately, this route has ended. The chairman of the largest Israeli labor union has declared that the strike ended, and he called workers to come back to work. But it has not dispersed the people that are going right now to the streets. And people are angry. People are extremely shocked. What happened yesterday morning, the news of the returning of six bodies instead of six hostages alive, people that were alive until actually Friday morning and were killed because, first of all, the murderous Hamas, but second of all, because of our army getting close to them instead of reaching a deal that is on the table for so many weeks right now, and that Netanyahu and his extremist government are refusing to sign just because they want to continue the war, just because they, I don't know, prefer to flatten Gaza and to kill innocent families in Gaza instead of actually reaching a deal that will end this war, bring back the hostages and achieve safety. What we experience right now is a complete feeling of shock, of understanding that we have a government that is willing to jeopardize our lives just in the sake of hating the other people.
I know Benjamin Netanyahu and some in his cabinet have argued that, for example, one of their terms, one of the reasons the deal hasn't been reached is because they're refusing to withdraw from the Philadelphia corridor, for example. And they're saying they can't do that because if they do, that will be a route for Hamas to get arms funneled into them, into Gaza. Do you accept those reasons?
That's just the recent excuse. Before that, there was the excuse of the hospitals in Gaza. Before that, there was the excuse of reaching to Rafah and entering Rafah. Every time there is the current excuse, Netanyahu just doesn't want to end this war. He knows that when the war ends, he will need to pay for the biggest loss of life in a terror attack since the foundation of Israel. He will need to pay for the mistakes and for the crucial dramatic events events he's responsible to, and he refuses to take responsibility. He refuses to take responsibility also for the people that are alive right now, Israeli people that are alive right now in Gaza, held by Hamas, and he's not willing to free them just because he's partnering up in his coalition with people that believe in Jewish supremacy and hold racist race theories.
So can I just ask you finally then, Alan Lee, do you think this will be a turning point for how Benjamin Netanyahu approaches the ceasefire negotiations? Do you think that this might finally force a deal to be reached?
This is a moment of test to the people of Israel, for the majority of Israel, that in every consistent poll show that there is a majority in favor of reaching this ceasefire and hostage deal. We need to show up in the streets. We need to be consistent in our ability to go to the street again and again and again. If it will fade tonight, I think it doesn't mean that we will have enough power to force Netanyahu to sign the deal. But if we will be able to keep up this week, I think it's a turning point.
Alan Lee Green from Standing Together, thank you very much for joining us.